Chapter 8, The Laws of Karmic Evolution. Quote, granted, abiding in refuge in the three jewels can protect me from the misery of lower rebirth. But how can I produce the causes which bring about a higher rebirth? For this, we must consider the four aspects of karmic law. First, positive and negative deeds plant seeds that will bear respective fruit. Second, one seed produces many fruits, each of which has many seeds of a like nature. Third, a deed not done produces no result. And fourth, every deed one does in body, speech, or mind leaves a karmic seed in one's continuum that is never exhausted. When one has contemplated these four aspects of karmic law, the importance of living in accordance with the teachings of abandoning negativity and cultivating the good becomes obvious. End of quote. The main precept of refuge is to develop mindfulness of karmic law. For this, one must first gain an understanding of the principles of karma and its evolution, and then try to practice accordingly. For the ordinary person, knowledge of the karmic laws of cause and effect is something acquired only in reliance upon the scriptures. Study the teachings on the two levels of reality, ultimate and conventional, with emphasis upon the subject of emptiness. The doctrine of emptiness is both vast and profound, and an understanding of it gives one great confidence in the general teachings. The two fundamental spiritual aims are higher rebirth and ultimate goodness. The latter of these means either of two states, the liberation of nirvana or the omniscience of enlightenment. Ultimate goodness is a more sublime goal than higher rebirth, and the teachings on it are all based on logic and reason. The teachings on the laws of karma, the understanding and practice of which results in higher rebirth, can only be presented to the ordinary person on the basis of scriptural evidence. When we study the higher teachings on ultimate goodness and see how they coincide with our own experiences in life, we gain a confidence in them that is based on our own reflections.